So you have a Green Lantern script for me?
Yes, sir, I do. So we're going to start the movie with a bunch of narration explaining what the Green Lantern Corps is and what they're all about.
Oh, that's smart. That way we'll save time by getting it all out there in the beginning.
Actually, the characters are going to re-explain it all to the protagonist later in the movie.
Oh, so why are we doing it all at the beginning then?
Because.
That works.
Anyway, so there's a Green Lantern hero named Abin Sur, right?
What's he like?
Oh, he's awesome. He's like Kelsey Grammer, but pink.
Gotcha.
Yeah, so pink Kelsey Grammer imprisoned this super evil being named Parallax in this place called the Lost Sector.
And what's this Parallax like?
Well, in the comics, he's like this giant demon bug thing.
Oh, well, that's not scary enough.
It's not?
No. We should make him like a cloud or something.
A cloud?
Yeah, clouds are scary as hell.
They are?
One time I was looking up at the sky and I saw a cloud shaped like a rabbit.
Oh. Okay.
That's not natural.
Well, I mean, sometimes clouds kind of look like things.
Exactly. That's scary as hell, man.
Is it?
Yeah, I mean, be shaped like a cloud, you spooky cloud. Don't be shaped like a rabbit.
Okay. So we'll make Parallax a cloud, I guess.
Cool. People are gonna like that.
So anyway, the movie's gonna follow this guy, Hal Jordan, who's a test pilot.
Okay.
And so when we meet him, he wakes up late for work because he had a one-night stand, and then he puts a bunch of people in danger with reckless driving.
Kind of a douchey character introduction. Does he have redeeming qualities?
Sometimes he cracks jokes.
Oh, are they funny?
Not particularly.
That's probably fine. I'll just cast someone who's done comedy movies before.
Great.
So what happens at work?
Well, his boss is trying to sell some AI-controlled planes to some buyers,
so he has his daughter and Hal try to outmaneuver them to prove how good they are.
Isn't it kind of fishy that his daughter is running the test?
Yeah, seems like a massive conflict of interest, but nobody's gonna mention it.
Huh.
Anyway, Hal is gonna manage to beat the planes by throwing his partner under the bus and letting his own plane get destroyed.
Oh boy.
Yeah, he makes a bunch of people lose their jobs in the process.
And this is the good guy of the movie.
Yeah, he's the hero.
If you say so.
Yeah, and the first thing he does when he gets his powers later is hospitalize the people whose jobs he lost.
I have to say, this Hal Jordan sounds like the worst.
No, he cracks jokes sometimes.
Yeah, you said that.
Tell you what, I'll throw in a scene where he gives a gift to his nephew.
Oh, that'll do it. Now people will like him.
Yeah, maybe.
Can we have the nephew factor into the story later?
No, we're never gonna see him again.
Well, okay then.
So anyway, Parallax is gonna inflict a mortal wound on pink Kelsey Grammer.
Oh no.
So pink Kelsey Grammer's gonna crash land on Earth and tell his ring to find the best possible person on the planet to be his replacement as Green Lantern.
I mean, there's no way that's gonna be Hal Jordan, right?
It's gonna be Hal Jordan.
The ring searched the entire planet.
More like a 5-mile radius, I guess. It crashed super close to where Hal was.
What a lazy ring.
Oh yeah, pretty lazy.
Wow.
So anyway, Hal is gonna get flown to this planet called Oa, where all the Green Lanterns hang out.
Oh, and there's gonna be a training montage where he learns to use his powers.
Oh yeah.
Very cool.
But halfway through, he's gonna quit and go home.
He is?
Yeah, it's too hard and he doesn't like it, so he leaves.
So they're gonna take the magic ring away from him?
No, they're gonna let him leave with it.
But they're gonna deactivate it.
No, he's still gonna have the ability to fly and to create literally anything he can imagine.
So he's just gonna use it for selfish reasons?
No, he's barely gonna use it at all.
You're telling me that the cocky and selfish Hal Jordan is gonna go home with the power to create literally anything and he's not gonna use it at all?
That's right.
Well, all right then.
So at the same time, this guy's gonna inspect Abin Sur's body and get infected with the power of fear or something and turn into a bad guy.
Wait, so there's gonna be another bad guy?
Yeah, his name is Hector and his head is gonna turn into a magical scrotum.
Wow, there is a lot going on in this movie.
Oh yeah, I'm cramming a lot of things in there.
Cramming things into other things is tight.
Oh, what?
Wow, that did not come out the way I intended at all.
I sure hope not.
So what else happens in the movie?
Well, Hal's finally gonna become a hero because his friends are gonna tell him that he has a bunch of qualities that we've never actually seen him display.
And then he's gonna make some cool stuff with his magic ring?
Oh yeah, and the only limit to what he can make is his imagination.
Wow, what's he gonna create?
A race car? And some guns? And some swords?
Oh, so I guess he doesn't have a very vivid imagination.
I guess not.
Oh, well, wait, I guess that means that actually you don't.
Hey, is that a cloud outside?
What, seriously?
Oh, never mind, it's nothing.
Oh, thank God. Okay, sorry. Where were we?
I don't know.
Okay, so how does the movie end?
Well, Parallax is gonna destroy Scrotum Head, so that's taken care of.
Well, that's helpful of him.
And then Hal Jordan's gonna take him on all by himself.
The other Green Lanterns aren't gonna help?
No, a couple are gonna show up when it's already done, though.
So is it gonna be hard for him to kill Parallax?
No, super easy, barely an inconvenience.
Really?
Yeah, he's gonna punch him into the sun, and that'll be that.
Wow, that is pretty easy.
Yeah.
You'd think the other Lanterns would have thought of that.
Yeah, but instead they just trapped him in weak restraints and called it a day.
Huh. So what do you think of the movie?
Well, I think it's great. I can't wait.
wait to generate this thing.
You mean shoot this thing?
No, we have a lot of computers, so they'll take care of it for the most part.
Oh,
but I'll tell you what, this is gonna be the superhero role of a lifetime for whoever gets cast.
Well, it's not like they're gonna get cast in another superhero movie if this one flops.
Can you imagine?
Hey guys, Ryan here. Hope you enjoyed that pitch. Let me know in the comment section what other movies you'd like to see pitch meetings for. We also have a lot of these on the channel, so be sure to check those out. And don't forget to subscribe to the channel and like the video and share it and all that jazz. A whole lot of jazz. Thanks for watching. Check back soon for a new pitch.